The president vindicated? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president said there would be more information coming out about him being wiretapped. And sure enough, Wednesday afternoon, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Devin Nunes, said somebody, he didn't say who, showed him transcripts of intercepted conversations.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition.
So does this vindicate the tweet saying, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower?
I know there was incidental collection regarding President-elect and his team. I don't know if it was actually physically a phone call.
And you don't know if it was the president himself, his communication?
I do not know that.
Incidental collection, that term refers to when other people not suspected of a crime are picked up by a legal intercept. In a case like that, the names are supposed to be hidden unless those people are under suspicion. So to sum up, we know there was some kind of investigation going on and that there was a legal intercept of an incidental conversation with members of the Trump transition, and the documents mention the names. I think it's fair to say that what we just heard is exactly the kind of leak that FBI Director Comey was trying to avoid during his testimony Monday when he kept not answering questions.
I'm trying very hard not to talk about anything that relates to a U.S. person, trying to be studiously vague here to protect the integrity of the investigation.
So much for the integrity of the investigation. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.